July 26th through August 1st, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, The Power of Godliness. As you read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, what truths do you feel impressed to emphasize with the children you teach? Record the insights that come to you from the Holy Ghost. Invite sharing. Invite the children to share things they know about the priesthood. You could display a picture of someone being blessed by the power of the priesthood, such as Gospel Art Book Numbers 103 through 110, and ask the children how the priesthood blesses families. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 19 through 22, and verses 26 through 27. The priesthood is the power of God. Do the children you teach know the purposes of the priesthood? In Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, the Lord reveals one purpose: to help us return to Heavenly Father. To learn more, see Gospel Topics, Priesthood, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Possible activities. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 20, and ask the children to stand when they hear the word ordinances. To help them understand what an ordinance is, display pictures of several priesthood ordinances, such as Gospel Art Book Numbers 103 through 108, and ask the children to describe what is happening in each picture. See also Guide to the Scriptures, Ordinances, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Explain that Heavenly Father has given us these ordinances to help us return to live with Him. Let the children color the activity page. As they do, explain the various priesthood ordinances shown on the page and why you are grateful for those ordinances. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 77. I am Jesus' friend when I follow Him. How can you help the children know that the Savior loves us even more than a dear friend does? Possible activities. Display a picture of the Savior as you read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 77. Invite the children to point to the picture of the Savior every time they hear the word friends. Explain that when we try to keep the commandments, we show Jesus that we love Him. Share what it means to you to have Jesus as your friend. Help the children list some things they can do to show their friends that they love them. What did Jesus do to show us that He is our friend? What can we do to show the Savior that we are His friends? Sing together a song about Jesus, such as Jesus is Our Loving Friend, from Children's Songbook, page 58. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 88. Heavenly Father helps His missionaries. The idea of being a missionary someday can be exciting but also intimidating for some children. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 88, can teach them how Heavenly Father helps those He sends forth to preach His gospel. Possible activities. Help the children think of missionaries they know. Tell them that Heavenly Father has made a special promise to missionaries. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verse 88, and help the children think of actions that go with the promises in this verse. Tell about a time when you were serving the Lord and felt that He was with you, as described in verse 88. Share the story of the 4-year-old boy in Elder Takashi Wada's message, Feasting Upon the Words of Christ, from Ensign or Liahona, May 2019. Help each child think of something they could say to share their testimony with someone, such as sharing an article of faith. Ask each child to pretend to share the gospel with a friend. Testify that Heavenly Father helps us know what to say when we talk with others about the gospel. Teach the doctrine, older children. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 4 through 5, 18 through 28, and verse 30. Priesthood ordinances help me prepare to live with Heavenly Father again. As they get older, the children you teach will be able to participate more in priesthood ordinances, including baptisms and confirmations for the dead in the temple. How can you help them understand the purposes and power of priesthood ordinances? Possible activities. Write Aaronic priesthood and Melchizedek priesthood on the board. Read together Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verses 18, 26 through 28, and verse 30. And help the children list truths they learn about the Aaronic priesthood from these verses. Then read together Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verses 18 through 25, and list truths about the Melchizedek priesthood. Invite the children to list the priesthood ordinances they have participated in or witnessed, such as baptism, confirmation, priesthood blessings, or the sacrament. Ask them to share their experiences with these ordinances. Read Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verse 20 together. Help them understand unfamiliar words. Why does the Lord invite us to participate in ordinances? How does the priesthood help us return to Heavenly Father? Create a puzzle out of a picture of a temple. Read with the children Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verse 5, and ask them to listen for what the Lord commanded the saints to build. Give each child a piece of the puzzle and ask them to share something they can do to prepare to enter the temple. Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verses 64 through 72, and verses 81 through 88. The Lord protects and empowers missionaries. These verses contain promises the Lord made to those He called to preach the gospel. These promises can also inspire the children as they share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. Possible activities. Group the children into pairs and give each pair a few verses to read from Doctrine and Covenants section 84, verses 64 through 72, and verses 81 through 88. Invite them to search for promises the Lord gives to those who share the gospel. Ask them to share what they learned with the class. Help the children think of people they know or people in the scriptures who received the Lord's help when preaching the gospel, such as Samuel the Lamanite. See Helaman chapter 13, verses 2 through 4, and chapter 16, verses 6 through 7. Or Ammon. See Alma chapter 17, verses 32 through 38. Share an experience when you felt the Lord's support while you were serving Him. Bring cups or other similar containers to class. Write on slips of paper ways the children can be missionaries now, and place each slip of paper in a cup. Group the cups close together, open end up, on the floor. Invite the children to take turns tossing a small object into one of the cups and then acting out what is on the paper in that cup. How can Heavenly Father help us when we share the gospel with others, even when it may be hard or we feel nervous? Help the children see that we are all members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints because of missionary work. Missionaries either taught the gospel to us, our parents, or our ancestors. Tell the children about how missionaries helped you or your ancestors receive the gospel. Let the children share similar experiences. Encourage them to ask their parents how the first church members in their families learned about the gospel. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to do something this week to share the gospel with someone in their home or with a friend. Encourage them to ask for Heavenly Father's help and to watch for what He does to help them. Improving our teaching. Involve the senses. Quote, most children and adults learn best when multiple senses are involved. Find ways to help the children use their senses of sight, hearing, and touch as they learn. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 25.